From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, has called the president's sharp criticism of the judiciary, in his words, demoralizing and disheartening. Gorsuch made his comments while meeting privately Wednesday with Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who revealed Gorsuch's comments later. President Trump reacted to Gorsuch's remarks Thursday on Twitter by apparently questioning the integrity of Senator Blumenthal. Senator Jeff Sessions will be sworn in as the next U.S. Attorney General during a ceremony Thursday at the White House. The U.S. Senate confirmed the veteran lawmaker on Wednesday after more than a day of heated debate and a dramatic confrontation that led to the suspension of a prominent Democrat from the floor deliberations. Kenya's Supreme Court Thursday blocked a government plan to close the world's largest refugee camp near the Somali border. Michelle Kagari is a deputy regional director with Amnesty International.
In this judgment today, which I found as a very strong judgment, the court has found that the Gazette notices were unconstitutional. The revocation of Somali refugee status amounted to discrimination. The repatriation of all Somali refugees back to Somalia amounted to reformer and was tantamount to collective punishment.
Kenya's government argues the camp, housing a quarter of a million people, has been used as a training ground for al-Shabaab insurgents who have launched repeated attacks for Kenya's deployments to fight the rebels in Somalia. And Somali lawmakers elected a new president Wednesday, choosing former Prime Minister Mohamed Abdulhali Mohamed as a dual U.S. Somali citizen. This is VOA News. Turkish authorities have reportedly seized explosives and arrested four suspected Islamic State militants near the Syrian border, the Dogan News Agency is reporting. Police also recovered suicide attack belts, remote control detonators, several guns from the Islamists, whom authorities believe were planning to carry out a major terror attack. Police in Turkey have stepped up their anti-terror operations since a New Year attack on an Istanbul nightclub killed 39 people, mostly foreigners. India's foreign ministry on Thursday dismissed the Pakistani spokesman's remarks of developing a secret nuclear city as baseless and a figment of Pakistan's imagination.
I also find this a very strange statement coming from a country which has A, not declared, prepared a separation plan, and B, has a very strong record of proliferation. So clearly, this shows a complete lack of understanding. It also shows a complete lack of appreciation of India's own very, very strong credentials in the area of nuclear non-proliferation.
India accused Pakistan of an attempt to deflect attention from Pakistan's role as a sponsor of terror. Suspected Islamic State gunmen Wednesday killed at least six local employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross in Afghanistan. Thomas Glass is a spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross.
They were on their way to do a distribution of livestock feed for some villages south of Shebagan in Jawzan province. They were attacked on the way down by some unknown gunmen, and six of our colleagues were shot and killed. And two of our colleagues are still unaccounted for.
The ICRC announced it is suspending operations in Afghanistan. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Taliban insisted it was not involved. A Malaysian ship carrying 2,300 tons of food and medicine to help members of Myanmar's persecuted Muslim Rohingya minority arrived in Yangon on Thursday. The humanitarian aid comes as rights groups accuse the army of mass killings, rapes, and other crimes targeting the ethnic group. Last week, the United Nations human rights investigators said it was, in their words, very likely that Myanmar's forces were guilty of crimes against humanity and the crackdown. Organizers of the aid shipment say they trust the Myanmar government to deliver the supplies as promised, despite its record of discrimination. And President Trump says he's looking forward to develop a constructive relationship that benefits both the U.S. and China. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.